Hey, come on
Okay,
in.
thank you.
This is my apartment at Stonebrook. This is the living room, and this is the
Martha Ledlow
kitchen.
lives in a
We
small
have a
two-bedroom
washer
apartment in
dryer.
Onayana, a town northeast of Birmingham. She's been living in the state-sponsored apartment for 2 years. It's simple, no frills, but clean and well-kept. Several years ago, Ledlow suffered from severe depression. She attempted suicide by setting her family's house on fire. She was sent to Bryce Hospital, a state psychiatric facility in Tuscaloosa. After being released, she now lives in the community. That has helped her recovery.
The family support has really helped a lot. If it wasn't for my family, my friends, with their support, I would probably still be this shy little person still in a corner like, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that.
Like Ledlow, many of those dealing with mental illness are now fighting their battle outside of mental institutions. At one time, there were approximately 6,000 patients in Alabama state hospitals, most of them at Bryce. Over the last several decades, some were evaluated and released to live independent lives. Some were transferred to community mental health centers. Very few remain institutionalized. Today, only 290 are at Bryce. Richard Craig is the executive director of the JBS Mental Health Authority. His agency is charged with transitioning patients from Bryce to community care. He emphasizes he and his staff take great care in deciding who can relocate to the community.
A person has to be sufficiently in a state of recovery from their illness in order to live and get along in the community. An individual who is experiencing severe, persistent, constant hallucinatory experiences and cannot care for themselves, at least minimally on a daily basis, that's an individual that we cannot bring back to the community.
Society still struggles, I think, with allowing folks back into the community.
That's Timothy Stone, medical director of the Alabama State Department of Mental Health.
If folks are ever going to be successful in staying out of the hospital, we're ever going to be successful in closing these institutions, then society will have to change the way that it sees people with mental illness.
Alabama hasn't always treated those suffering from mental illness very well. The state faced a lawsuit in the 1970s for not providing mental health patients adequate care. Opponents accused the state of merely warehousing them. Alabama lost and was required to create certain minimal levels of care for individuals. The current focus is a comprehensive community-based treatment program, such as the one Sheila Hurley offers. She's executive director of the CED Mental Health Center in Atala. Hurley explains her office offers clients wraparound services, which is a team approach.
With a psychiatrist taking care of their medication, a nurse if it's needed to look at their medications and how they're managing their care, a therapist that watches over their treatment plan and the things that they want to achieve and their goals.
But are community-based mental health programs an effective treatment? Experts say it's instrumental to get clients into the community, and that's happening. However, some feel Alabama is not doing enough. Ira Burnham is the legal director for the Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law, based in Washington, D.C. He gives Alabama high marks for deinstitutionalizing the system, but as far as getting patients out into the community, not so much.
Alabama got a little stuck. So its system looks a lot like the system that was thought to be state-of-the-art in the 80s and the 90s. But the rest of the country has really moved on in very important ways.
He says other states have created more independent housing for mental health clients, and
there's been increasing emphasis on employment and helping people find and keep jobs.
Alabama officials say offering mental health clients the most effective treatment is a constantly evolving process. But they add the community-based health programs save the state a lot of money. It cost half of what it once took to treat people in state institutions, savings for the state, and a better environment for patients, but still room for improvement. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.